I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Megan, how exciting is it to be back here in Orchard Park at Highmark Stadium? I know it's only the return of the blue and red practice, but I mean, you guys are out here tailgating, enjoying the time here, getting ready for the upcoming season.
I mean, there's nothing like Bill season. It's just, it's awesome. You just look forward to Sundays and tailgating and watching your team and just having fun.
Is this a nice way to warm up for the upcoming season, to get out here and, you know, get your first fresh taste of tailgating, and then as the season kind of goes, you kind of warm up to more tailgating over the year?
Oh, yeah, and it's something we can bring the kids to, too, because we can kind of afford that. Mm-hmm. So They're pumped up for it. They've been looking forward to it all week, and it's just a nice way to get out there, go see the team and see what's going on and all the new players on the team.
What are you excited for most in terms of the upcoming season, the game day experience? Is it the tailgating? Is it the game experience? Or is it something completely different? Is there anything that stands out in your mind?
I think all of it. I mean, we're planning on traveling to Seattle, so we're looking forward to being Bills fans there in one of the loudest stadiums, I guess. But I don't know. We love it all. We love it all, whether we come to games and tailgate or whether we're at home and people are coming over and we watch the games. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
I do also have another topic I want to ask you about. I know that Buffalo sometimes gets a bad, you know, people talk badly about Buffalo sometimes, but recently a couple of comments kind of struck the nerve of some Bills fans and Buffalonians a little bit. Recently, Davante Adams, the wide receiver for the Raiders, was talking about how the worst fan bases he plays in front of, and one of them was Bills Mafia. He doesn't like the fact that apparently they throw snowballs when, you know, it's wintertime. I mean, just when you hear people talk badly about Bills fans or Bills Mafia, what goes through your mind?
I mean, we're passionate. We are passionate about our team. Do we want to be known as, you know, a fan base that other teams don't like? No, but you're also coming into our house. And I guess, you know, when you're an away team, coming to the Bills Stadium, it is what it is, I guess.
And another comment that surfaced a few weeks ago was Jonnu Smith, longtime NFL tight end. He said Buffalo is the worst place to come and for anything in the NFL or anywhere, and he also decided to take a blow at chicken wings too, saying that Buffalo wings were not even that good. I mean, I think Buffalo wings tells you enough that he probably hasn't had the right wings. What are your thoughts when you hear someone talk badly about the city and just the region here? Because I mean, you live in Hamburg. I'm sure you have plenty of things.
I would welcome him back. I'd love to show them what we're all about. I mean, we're more than just chicken wings and our sports teams. We have so much more going on. It's the people. I mean, everywhere you go, you run into people that are just amazing. And I mean, come on back and we'll show you.
Why do you think that Buffalo gets the amount of disrespect that maybe some people like to throw out there? I mean, maybe sometimes people don't want to take the chance, or they hear it from somebody else that, you know, all Buffalo's not that great, and then they just kind of spread the word. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think, you know, Buffalo did go through years and years ago, maybe some harder times, but there's a big turnaround. I mean, the waterfront's awesome. We have all our sports teams. And like I said, I have many friends that moved away and they ended up coming back, and they love it here. It pulled them back here. So
I know that we've talked a lot about what the comments from the NFL players were, but for anybody that kind of questions Buffalo or doesn't know much about Buffalo, what is one of the first things that you will tell them about the city and the region and what makes it so attractive?
Like I said, the people. I love the people here, the sports teams, the food, the beer. I mean, school districts are great.
Yeah.
And just, it's just a great place to live. It really is.
Anything else you want to add here, Megan?
Go Bills.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.